Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Wisconsin has one more election coming up this year on November 5th. We'll elect a new president, a U.S. senator, congressional representatives, and lots of state senators and representatives. With so many races coming up, WUWM has been working to make our election coverage more useful and accessible to you. This work is driven by an election survey that we opened to the public last fall, where we ask what questions you have about elections and voting. We've received more than 1,000 responses, and we've been using that data to drive our election coverage. That includes a number of special projects, and to tell you about them, I'm joined by editor and project leader Emily Files and digital manager Michelle Matanowski. Hello to you both. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So as I mentioned, WUWM has some special election projects in the works. They include some things listeners might already be familiar with, like our voter guides and voter roundtables. But I want to start with you, Michelle. You're working on something that's very new and exciting, and it's actually a video series about elections with Gertie the Duck as our guide. Share more.
Of course. So WWM hatched a plan. To use Gertie the Duck this election season to help Milwaukeeans better understand why elections are important and how they work. Kind of think Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. Yeah. So and how effective that was in teaching adults, children about civics. So Audrey, let's play a little bit of the first video to help set the stage for our animated Gertie's Guide to the Elections video series.
All right, I'm excited. Let's hear it.
Gertie was a famous Milwaukee duck. She and her ducklings were known around the world.
Whoa, like, is she famous?
Por qué?
The year was 1945. The United States was in World War II. Everyone was involved in the fight overseas.
As WUWM's Rob Larry was explaining in his old-timey voice, Gertie the Duck built a nest in downtown Milwaukee during World War II, and in doing so, captured the nation's hearts. Gertie helped people feel hope during a difficult time, and now Gertie, the Milwaukee legend, is back. Well, actually, we're using her great-great-great-great grandnies. I think there's four greats in there. And she is here to teach her ducklings and all of you out here in the Milwaukee area about our voting process. So as the November 5th election approaches, WWM will be releasing short videos focused on why it's important to vote, how elections in Wisconsin work, and what to expect on Election Day. We've been working with a local illustrator and animator, Mark Peterson, to create these short videos, and you'll also hear some familiar voices in them, including Lake Effect Sam Woods. He's Pee-wee, and let's just say that Pee-wee's the immature duckling of the group.
I like the duckling that has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I like the emo
duckling. Is there an emo duckling with a little bang?
Yes, that's Freddie.
Okay. Yeah, so keep an eye out for the great, 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 great Gertie and her ducklings. And where can people watch these little explainers?
Did you say whittle?
Whittle. Little duck explainers.
We're going to be posting them on our website as well as on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. So the first one is out now, and the new ones will be released every 2 weeks leading up to Election Day. And then, Audrey, you are talking to an author who wrote a children's book about Gertie. And what did she think about us using Gertie as our guide to elections?
Yeah, I did speak to author Sherry Swanson. She wrote the book about Gertie and her history, her story that kind of inspired you guys in the group to create this video series. And I told her about our plans to use Gertie to help people be more informed about the voting process. And here's what she had to say about our Gertie-inspired series.
You know, I'm thrilled with it because for me, I feel like it's a patriotic story. And I feel like voting is the most patriotic thing that we can do.
Yes, so Gertie is patriotic, and I hope she'll put some fun in our election coverage.
Yes, and the Gertie series is all about educating folks, as you've mentioned. And Emily, you're leading a project that's also meant to answer people's questions about elections, our WUWM voter guide. Can you share a little more about that? We've had various iterations for races up till now, of course.
Yeah, it's always sort of dependent on what's happening in the election, what's going to be in the voter guide. But it's something that we've been working on for a few years and building on to make better and more responsive to what people want to know. And it's on our website. It includes information about election deadlines, registering to vote, what you can and can't do in the voting booth. But it really is mainly about who and what you'll be voting for. So we have lots of information about candidates on the ballot and questions on the ballot. So for this election, Wisconsin voters are electing new representatives to the state assembly and Senate. And it's actually the first election under new legislative maps that aren't heavily gerrymandered in favor of Republicans. So we have a map tool you can use to zoom in to where you live and find which assembly or Senate district you're in and who the candidates are. And we've heard from people through our election survey that it can be hard to find information on these more local down ballot races. So we're trying to fill that information gap with our voter guide.
As you've mentioned, the voter guide has been growing and expanding over the years. This year, we're producing a printed voter guide as well for the first time ever. What does that include?
Yeah, so we're making a printed voter guide for Milwaukee area voters. It'll have information on the constitutional amendment on the November ballot, the U.S. Senate candidates, some local assembly and Senate races, and general election information like voter registration deadlines and voting absentee. So it'll be a lot of useful election information in one printed booklet, and we'll be handing out the printed voter guides at libraries and other public places. So keep an eye out for those.
Looking forward to those for sure. Michelle, there's another printed election project we've been working on, the Pocket Guide. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, we were brainstorming ways to present the information that we're gathering for this upcoming election, a way to share the information about candidates, like Emily talked about, and voting process, and Gertie's Guide to Elections, and we landed on the Pocket Guide. So think back to middle school. You're trying to remember your locker combination. You're passing some notes back and forth. And remember those little folded paper fortune tellers?
Yep.
Okay, so we made one of those. Some people call them cootie catchers, and it's full.
You're about to give me cooties.
Yeah. So we made one of them full of election information, and I thought a good way to kind of give a little preview of what's inside of it is for Audrey. Try this out. So we got colors here for you to pick.
Let's go gold.
Gold. Okay, so we're going to do G-O-L-D. Okay, and now inside you get a picture of a duck. Why is it important to vote? What's up with these questions on my ballot? And can I use my phone in the voting booth?
Let's go with, can I use my phone in the voting booth?
Okay, so then you open up that little flap, and it sends you it gives you a QR code to then send you to a web post that Emily actually wrote up that answers people's elections questions. So the survey we were referring to in the beginning of this, Emily looked through that to see, you know, what do you want to know about when it comes to elections, and she wrote up a post. And that was one of them, is can I use my phone in the voting booth? So, yeah. So it takes you to a page. And then if you would have picked, like, the duck, for say, that would take you to a QR code to get you to Gertie's Guide to Elections. We also have one to take you to our election survey and then one to our voter guide. So kind of similar to where the printed voter guide will be, we'll be also having these little pocket guides out. And it's just a way to
Make friends.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. A way to become friends with WWM and our election content.
Love it. One other thing we did this year was a podcast called Swing State of the Union. It dives into Wisconsin's political history and helps listeners understand why Wisconsin is a swing state.
Yes. So all 10 of those episodes are now available. We did this podcast leading up to Milwaukee hosting the Republican National Convention. So you can find these wherever you listen to podcasts. There's some really, I would say, good episodes that kind of give you insight into how money and politics work, polarization. There's one about how Emily was talking about the new maps that we're going to be having, kind of like the history behind our maps. It examines the last election in 2020. So it's a great listen to give you a deep dive into why Wisconsin matters so much in this upcoming presidential election.
Yeah, if the constant candidate visits didn't give you a clue, you can deep dive in a podcast. And finally, the last election project we want to talk about is something I've been closely involved in, along with you, Emily. It's our voter roundtables. So do you want to start us off by explaining the concept of what these are?
Sure. So we've been reaching out to people who filled out our election survey to ask them to participate in voter roundtables. These are kind of like focus groups where we dig into what Wisconsin voters are thinking about the presidential candidates and the issues this election. And our first voter roundtable was back in the spring with a mix of voters with different political views. Then we had one leading up to the RNC with Republicans. And our most recent roundtable was with left-leaning voters to see how they feel about Kamala Harris taking over as the Democratic nominee from Joe Biden.
Yeah, so much has changed over the last few months as we've been putting these roundtables together. And it's been interesting to hear people's perspectives and how much of a timestamp they kind of are, you know, because if mm-hmm. we brought that first group back, it's totally different situation, you know, different candidates. So we've also had fun essentially bringing in random groupings of people and watch them interact and have a conversation with one another in a way that a lot of people probably aren't used to. So I'd like to thank everyone again who's participated. Mm-hmm. But it's been really interesting and nice just to have a good conversation.
Yeah. And a long conversation. We're trying to get beyond the sound bites. We know Wisconsin voters can't be captured in one or two sound bites. People are complex. And it's, you know, it's hard to say in a 2 or 4 minute story, you know, the full reality of what is driving people's decisions this election. So spending, you know, 30, 40 minutes just letting Wisconsin voters talk to each other. We're hoping it gives more insight during this very contentious election year.
And one thing we heard in our survey was that people want to hear from voters unlike themselves. So it really mm-hmm. helps to meet that need as well.
Yeah. And also Wisconsin is in such a national spotlight right now. There's, you know, the presidential candidates are visiting, it seems like, every other week, and the national media is doing lots of stories from here. So kind of thinking about our responsibility as a local newsroom, this is one of the things we're doing to try to, you know, dig into what voters here are thinking and kind of give them a platform.
Definitely. And we're hoping to have one more voter roundtable before the November 5th election. So stay tuned for that. Emily Files and Michelle Maternowski, thank you so much for joining me to talk about WUWM's election projects.
There's so many of them.
Of so course. Many.
Thanks, Audrey.
Looking forward to November 6th.
Emily Files is our editor and project manager, and Michelle Maternowski is our digital editor. You can find all of the projects and information we discussed at WUWM.com. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.